Listen to this. Several years ago, I was playing golf with some friends when, out of the blue, we heard a piercing, gut-wrenching scream. It was the most horrifying sound I'd ever heard. Instinctively, I knew, I think we all did, what that sound signified. It was the sound of a mother who had just found out her child was dead. It couldn't be anything else. To this day, years later, I can still hear that terrible sound. I can't recreate it for you. All I can do is tell you what she said. She said, "Oh, no, oh, no, oh, my God, no, please, no, my baby, oh, God, no." Every syllable is indelibly etched in my brain. We ran to see what had happened, but as I said, we already knew. It was a young boy who had tried to ride his bike across the street. He was so young, I'm sure he wasn't allowed to cross that particular street alone. A car struck him and killed him instantly. When we arrived, we saw the child's mangled body lying in the road and knew he was gone. The mother was being held by a friend, but she was quiet now. She was in shock. Her mind had mercifully shut down, leaving her in an anguished, catatonic state. The driver of the car that had struck the child was sitting on the curb crying. The other day I was watching television. I saw a mother in a faraway land screaming in anguish for the loss of her young child. He had been killed by an American bomb, his only crime being that he had been born in Iraq. I saw an American soldier, his helmet in his hand, obviously saddened by the loss of the child. Then it occurred to me I'd seen this before. The memory of that terrible day many years before came flooding back. I saw the poor Iraqi child as that young boy lying dead in the road. I imagined the soldier as the unwitting driver of the car. We try to hide from the truth. The truth is we are guilty of allowing this illegal war to happen. We see glimpses of it on the little box, but we can't comprehend the scale of the horror we are through our inaction perpetuating. The entire world came to the aid of the victims of the tsunami. Bush and his henchmen have caused a tragedy of the same proportions. Where is the universal outpouring of compassion for the more than 100,000 murdered in Iraq? The Bush crime family knows we love our country and uses it against us. Evidence of blatant misconduct is paraded in front of us, and we still don't believe, because to believe is to admit that the holder of the office that we so revere is an evil man. History is full of evil men who rose to power. Duvalier, Idi Amin, Hitler, Stalin, to name just a few. Now we have Bush. The things he is accused of are so horrendous that it's hard to believe. Believe it. It can happen here. It is happening here. I love my country. I would die for this country and what it's supposed to stand for. So now I'm saying this. I want my country back, Mr. Bush. We are not going to listen to your lies anymore, Mr. Bush. Get us out of this holy war you've immersed us in your insane, opportunistic profiteering. When will you feel you have enough money to stop murdering sons and daughters, you evil blank? History will judge you, but more importantly, the God you hide behind is going to have your ass when the day comes, hypocrite. I, for one, am going to open a bottle of champagne if I'm lucky enough to still be here when that great day comes. Somewhere out there, a mother's scream echoes through the cold death night.